Got breakfast plans? Cancel them and head straight to Macca's for the Big Brekkie Burger. It's a big brekkie in a bun. This Today FM Breakfast Podcast sounds great wherever you are in Australia.
Hello, podcasters. I'll just be honest with you. The boys went home and then about half an hour later, our boss, Jace, came up to me. He's like, you didn't do your podcast intro. And I was like, well, they're gone. I'm going to have to do it alone. So here I am. I guess I could give you some behind-the-scenes gossip about the guys since they're not here. But unfortunately, I have none because they're both legends and generally pretty clean dudes. So I'll just leave you with the gloriousness of today's podcast. And I hope you like it and I hope you have a great weekend. And we love you. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.
Baby, it's a brand new day.
Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
One, two, three, go!
The rest of my life gonna start today.
You beauty, Sydney, it is Friday, your legends, you've made it. Let's celebrate the hell out of this today.
Although, something's not quite right today. It doesn't feel like a normal Friday today because my feed overnight wasn't chock-a-block full of victory speeches and celebrations about the amazing Today FM femme fatales who are on
First of all, it's just Today FM fatales. You don't have to say Today FM femme fatales because the FM serves as the femme.
Oh, I see.
And second of all, I don't want to talk about it.
It's our netball team, by the way, for those wondering what the hell we're talking about.
It's not just a group of women from the audience that go around murdering people.
No. Netball.
And up until... team, but I don't think we need to talk about it. Let's move on, shall we?
Okay. Oh, well, that's a shame because you guys are won 100% winning record last time I checked, did it?
Yeah, well, Kiri didn't rock up to shoot. We had to get a sub. Anyway, we lost. It's fine.
Listen to the disappointment in your voice.
Yeah, but you know who the angriest person is? Our centre, Sexy Vi Vi. Darling, you were the angriest person I've ever seen after last night's show.
I was so angry. I kept getting called up for replay. I Googled it. I was not replaying. That's right. An Apple term.
It's like yesterday when Rob Shahady said it was rigged and insisted on having a rematch of the Leboff. It's another Lebanese
very
person.
Similar. Well, she's got high standards. Obviously, she's addicted to winning and
she
I can see
is.
A problem
I respect
coming.
It. But it's in the past. We've moved on and we're going to win again next week. We're going to have a great show today. Okay. We're going to leave the losing behind.
Plenty happening this morning as well. Hopefully, some winning. Secret Sound, $104,000. That's going to happen at 8. Obviously, Alpha Bucks back and going to be joined in studio by Denise Scott.
Funny lady.
Before 7:30, and in less than 20 minutes' time, our brand new show on Channel 10, Sunday Night Takeaway. Julia Morris is going to be shortly as well.
Yeah, stitches me up a beauty in this show to come.
My wife and I are watching the news the other day,
mm-hmm.
and there was the story of the $20 million apartment in Horizon Apartments that
Where's
was up
that?
For grabs.
Where's Horizon Apartments?
Darlinghurst. It's in it's sort of Forbes and Liverpool. You know it. It's the one that juts out.
I know exactly where you mean.
You know exactly the one. Yeah. The Harry Side the one. Anyway, so we're watching that. So it's a $20 million apartment that's up for grabs. And they've got an 8-car garage, Grant. Which
Jeez, garage goals.
And my wife goes, you'd have to get a boat. And I was like, a boat? Why would you get a boat? But like, cause she's like, that's what rich people do. They have a boat. And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess that may sort of make sense. And then she does this thing all the time, my wife. She'll tell me in a ridiculous story that she's forgotten.
Yes.
She goes, yeah. It's like when we were down near the marina that time, the other week. I'm like, what? And she's like, remember we were down near the harbor? I was like, yeah. I'd wandered off to go and get some food for us.
Yeah, good
and
man.
My wife
good
was
man.
Just taking photographs near the harbour, as she does, you know, Instagram stuff.
Yep.
And I come back, and there's sort of boats around, like rich people's marina boats, right? I come back, doesn't say anything. And then she said, yeah, this weird thing happened. When she was standing there, she's taking pictures of herself, and a bloke walked up to her. I said, could you take pictures of me, please, near the boats? And I was like, yeah, no worries.
Wait, on Tiff's phone or on his phone?
No, on his phone.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's standing near the boats, and I'm assuming he's trying to pretend that, like, he owns one of these boats.
Oh, okay.
I think he was doing that. Couple of photos, all fine. And then he goes, hey, could you come and be in the photos?
What's going on here?
Sly old unit.
So my wife, I said, how many photographs were you? And she's like, about five or six. I said, what was he saying? She goes, oh, he kept saying, bit closer, bit closer. And he was trying to get a photograph of just my wife and one boat to show this is his life.
This is who I am.
No, just some randomer saying, yes, I'm married to Tiff Hall and I own this $1 million boat. That is everything that is wrong with the internet.
And I said, who was this guy? And she said to me, I would describe him as an overseas gentleman.
I love her so much.
Tiff Hall.
What a legend.
Very exciting time to be Channel 10 right now. A couple of monster new shows have just been launched. Dr. Chris Brown and Julia Morris's Sunday Night Takeaway starts this Sunday, 7:30 on 10, and fresh out of the jungle and straight into television's second biggest show, because, you know, dancing, is Julia Morris.
That's actually a fact. How are you guys? We're so good. Don't you want a week off, Dale? Maybe 2 weeks off, put the feet up, relax?
You know, they gave me Monday off.
Oh, good on
you. So we flew in from Le Jong Friday night.
What's Le Jong?
I am the jungle.
I got you. Oh, Le Jong.
I'm just trying to sound modern. And then, to be fair, I am exaggerating. We did have Saturday, Sunday off. And then Monday, super treat. And then Tuesday we started, and Sunday night we're live.
Oh, my Lord. And it's an incredible show, this. I've been a massive fan of this format for a decade. It's one of the biggest variety shows in the world. It's so great that it's coming to our shores, and it's so amazing that you two are on it. How excited are you?
Yeah, we are pretty pumped, I must say. It is a great honour. I know it's a job that lots of Aussie performers have been interested in, and it has been on the UK for 16 years, and it's just a feel-good show. It's all sorts of elements of giving away stuff. There's no nighttime chat showy vibe. We don't chat to
anyone. You're having fun. And there's so many reality TV shows these days. There's always like we're making fun of people and like they're the bad guy. I sense it in this show. There's no kind of like.
Do you know what? It seems to me that has been Channel 10's new direction. I don't know if it's a new direction, but it feels like a new direction. Like Dancing on Monday night, Grant, I have to say, my whole family sat down to watch it. We laughed. We loved it. We got to spend time together. It's starting to feel like the sort of TV like MASH. Remember when you used to sit down to MASH with your parents and you giggle at the same stuff? And there's not... I mean, I can sit down with my 10-year-old for maths.
Mm. Oh, really? No, with maths, no. Would you let your kids watch maths? Is that the type of message you're trying to send?
Mate, no. I don't even really let the kids watch The Bachelor.
Well, hang on, Grant, you're involved in the first episode, though. You're in it, mate.
A little idea of the shenanigans that unfolds, because there tends to be a lot of stings that are pulled on audience members that don't know it's coming, involving their own homes and... And then you guys sort of set me a challenge, said, hey, GD, do you want to be involved in this? I was like, yeah, I'm up for a bit of fun.
Do they call you GD or do you call yourself that?
No, I just call myself, the G-Dog, I call myself.
Yeah, the G-Dog, sorry.
Sometimes the G to the D. Sometimes the G to the
power D. And they said, we've got a little scenario for you. We want you to be involved in a thing where we put an earpiece in your ear and then we just tell you what to do in an environment.
Now, you've always wanted to do this, Granny, haven't you? This has been your dream situation.
Always.
You've done so many other things where you film things where things have been inserted into other parts of your body. So this was new, which is great.
May as well go in the ear. So the scenario was...
Some people are into that, Ed.
Absolutely. Whatever. Call in. 13 10 60. Yeah. 13,
your body,
10,
your rules.
You just got to lift and separate whenever you can.
Speak boundaries. Lift and separate.
We're amongst friends. Let's just add a couple of cameras. That's all we did. They made me an office, right, which is that this is your office, and everything in this office had just a picture of me on the wall. And it was just full of me, so
it
uncomfortable
was so good.
For starters. They said, what you're going to do is you're going to interview people to be your own personal security.
Like
and
it.
I'm going, right. And we'll send in five or six of them, and then you just got to say what we tell you to say.
It was brutal.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal.
We got the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. This is the first challenge. Have a listen.
I want you to go and greet him by giving him 6 kisses on the cheek and then call him darling.
Ah, g'day. Grant, how are you? Do you mind if I...
How you going?
Lovely to see you. Thanks for coming, darling. Come and sit over here.
This is like a man mountain Lebanese guy.
It was so dreamy. One of my so I only saw all the footage put together yesterday, and one of the most exquisite things is as we are giving you instructions, is you taking maybe a millisecond to go, I'm going to kill you guys.
Yeah.
I can see it going through your mind. But
uncomfortable and painful.
Watching what a good sport you were,
yeah,
it made me say yesterday, I'm like, I can't believe how so many people who are on air talent on Channel 10 have come forward to be a part of this new show. It feels like a family show that we are offering of our Channel 10 family. It's amazing.
Oh, don't you worry. You regret it pretty quickly,
yeah.
Particularly when you ask me to road test the security guards. Have a listen.
I would like you to carry me back to my chair.
If it's all right, I'd like it if you carry me back to my chair just to sort of test your strength. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Gentle but firm.
Sort of firm but gentle.
You bloody bastard.
And Dr. Chris Brown is more game than I am. Like, I keep thinking, I keep imagining how it must feel, whereas Dr. Chris Brown is rare again.
That's
there.
Fun.
He's like, you know, go and give him a little tickle under the
easy
chin.
For him to say. Oh. He's safe in his little studio in his cute outfit. He's not
exactly
making fun of himself in front of a Lebanese security guard. I'm very proud of you, GD. Well done. Round of
applause. What time? Sunday night, 6:30, 7:30. All right, here we go. This is going to be great. Sunday night takeaway, Dr. Chris, Julia, back at it. Can't wait. Good to see you, JMO.
Love you.
You're a legend.
Usually on this very classy, highbrow breakfast show, we wouldn't touch Kardashian Jenner-related business.
Ew.
But this one, boys, it's just too tempting, isn't it? It's too good to not talk about because it's something that could really only happen to this particular family. And I can only imagine Kris Jenner, the momager, to just be sitting back, loving herself sick, counting the dollars. Now, I could explain to you boys what's going on because I know that you don't know all the details. But even better than me is affectionately known as Carly Lala. She's part of our digital team and she can tell us exactly what's going on, exactly the intricacies, the ins and outs of who's cheated on Khloe, who's it happened with. Just tell us everything, babe.
Basically, like, I'm so invested in this story, it's not even funny. So Kylie Jenner has kicked out her best friend Jordan Woods after she hooked up with her sister Khloe's baby daddy, Tristan.
Okay.
Whoa.
So Tristan is the basketball player.
He's the basketball player.
And he's had a baby with Khloe.
Yes.
Called True.
True.
And Tristan's got a bit of a history, doesn't he?
Yes. So April last year is when True was born. So basically, Tristan cheated once again then. She took him back because she was like, no, we have a new family. This is
it's
what we
classic
need to do.
Chloe,
classic
isn't it?
Chloe.
Give it a go.
My heart is broken for Chloe because she has been through so much.
Hasn't she?
Actually so much. And I know, Ed,
I feel like
this,
I've been through so much.
She's had
Tristan Thompson's nickname is Third Trimester Tristan, right? So the Kardashian, that's his nickname because he bails on women when they're in the third trimester.
He did it to the girl before Khloe.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his goat. Now tell me more about this. So the best friend basically of his wife or partner's little sister, that's who he's hooked up with. Now, how old is this person? Is she hot? What's her story? Tell me more. Because I've moved on. Tell me more about her.
Jordan is studying. She's 21, same age as Kylie.
Did you say she was studying?
Stunning.
Oh, stunning.
I think
Khloe's
hotter.
As if she's studying.
Khloe's hotter than Jordan, though.
But they're 21. They've been, like, Kylie and her have been best friends for 5 years. So she lives with her now. So they've done, like, collabs on makeup lines and fashion things.
Oh, collabs. That's how you know it's serious.
It's very serious.
I heard that Tristan left.
And this is all allegedly, by the way, we have to say.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Rumor.
So Tristan was on with Caitlyn Jenner for a while, wasn't he?
No, that's not even allegedly.
The ex Bruce. No, I don't think that was part of the deal.
None of that is true, boys.
That's
we're talking about very serious business here. It's one of our favourite families. But so Jordan is so close to Kylie that you could say they're family.
Oh, that's
family. She lives with her. They share a toothbrush some days when Jordan accidentally drops hers in the toilet bowl. She's like, oh, Kylie won't mind.
Yeah.
So really, Tristan has technically, I would say, cheated within the family.
Yeah, you don't poo in your own nest.
You don't poo in your own nest.
That's too close. That's too close.
But does this just happen in the Kardashian-Jenner household, or does it happen in just regular households here in Sydney, boys? Which is the question we are asking on 131060. Was there some cheating, and did it happen with someone in the family?
Okay, so spicy.
Because you hear rumors, right? Like my ex-partner cheated on me with my sister.
I've got one stab
and then a double stab.
I got one from when I was in high school, which was an absolute doozy. Which stopped assembly one day, which I may tell you next. But I'd love to hear some stories. Stopped assembly in its tracks.
That's a big deal. All right, so 131060. Have you or do you know someone that's cheated on their partner with their family member?
Yeah. Not their own family member. The family member of the person they were with. Just to clarify.
Everybody that gets on air today as well scores tickets to Wet n Wild. So if there was ever a reason to call up and get this off your chest, today is that day. So
I love when we reward things like that.
Exactly.
I can't tell you how happy I'm.
Have you done this?
Tristan Thompson's called in. He'd like some tickets to Wet n Wild.
Or do you know someone that's cheated on their partner with their partner's family member? Chat to you next.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
So the Kardashians, we don't talk about them much, you're right, on Lundo, on this show, but they've something intriguing going on because they're known for a couple of things. They're known for sort of vapid television and for ruining sporting careers. And one of...
I want to disagree with you on the second point, but you're absolutely right, aren't you?
And Tristan Thompson got paid this unbelievable amount of money to play with the Cleveland Cavaliers, hooked up with a Kardashian, and he quite literally then couldn't be played again. He completely fell off a cliff, and they've done this many times. Now, he, on his side of things, likes to cheat on women when they are in their third trimester with his child. He's a great guy. Yeah. And so, that's a joke. Yeah. And now what's happened is the baby's born. The baby's called Mint. Oh, no.
True. True Thompson's alliterated, very chic.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, and sadly, Tristan's decided to hook up with the best friend, basically bestest, closest friend of his partner's little sister.
Allegedly.
Nah. And so they're probably doing it right now.
So Jordan's moved out because she was living with Kylie. But now that this has happened, Kylie's like, get out of my house. And we thought, does this happen to normal people or just Kardashian/Jenners? Yep. Which is a question on 131060. Stephen in Penrith has called through. Now, there's been some inter-family cheating that's happened. What's happened, mate?
G'day, guys. I went to school once with a set of twins. One of them was dating this girl named Stacey. After a while, she must have got bored with twin number one, and then she ended up having an affair with twin number two.
That's fantastic.
She got pregnant with twin number two. World War III broke out between the twins, obviously. She ended up staying with twin number two, had his baby, and after many years of fighting with the other twin, they actually become friends again and, become brothers that they should be. Now they all live happily ever after.
Wow.
I'd still be asking for a paternity test just quietly. You know what I mean?
No, what do you care? You're down to one out of two. That's fine.
Close enough.
That's 50%. No worries.
You said before that you had a story.
Same thing. It's weird. It happened at school as well. There was a guy who was dating. There was two sisters who were really hot. There was a sort of younger one and an older one, one in my year and then one a year above us. And the guy was this guy that was in my year was dating the girl in my year, right? And one was brunette, one was blonde. Really, really hot sisters. And he had a Mazda MX-5. So you know he's a good bloke.
Yeah.
And he rocked up
in
the MX
machine. Yeah. The car, that is. MX-5?
He rocked up. Thank you, MC. That took a while. He rocked up one day, because I used to live across the road from school, so I would see the cool people arriving in cars. One day he rocked up in the MX-5 with the brunette and got out and they walked hand in hand to school, blah, blah, blah. And then one time in assembly, he just walked in holding hands with the blonde one.
Oh, wow.
The whole joint stopped. I think even the principal
said, assembly.
Yeah, the principal went, shit.
Alpha, 702, this is Today FM Breakfast. Look, we We wouldn't say that we have a favourite Alpha Bucks Day of the Week because they're all equally important, but let's be honest, it's definitely a Friday.
Yeah, that's another reason we love our Fridays. And I think Sienna's going to love it for another reason because she's going to be cashed up. Sienna is from South Penrith. She's 11 years of age. She joins us now. Good morning, Sienna.
Good morning.
Now, I understand you have a very special mission that you're raising money for. What's it to get?
It is to get an animal and to take my mum on a holiday.
Oh, that's sweet. Do you have an animal already?
Yes.
What do you got, Dal?
I have got two dogs, one cat, a macaw, and two turtles.
Amazing. What's the macaw's name?
The macaw's name is Tango.
Tango
that's
macaw.
Cute. Well so done. Cute. All right, well, let's see if we can get you this puppy that I know you dearly want. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter K today. K for kids. Okay. $100 for every question you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. Here we go. Your letter is K. Best of luck, Sienna. Name an animal.
A...
You can pass.
Say pass.
Pass.
A sport?
Karate.
A fruit?
Carrot.
Something you type on?
A keyboard.
A body part?
Me.
Someone who wears a crown?
A king.
Yes, you definitely that got that. King's definitely in there. Well done. Fantastic effort, Sienna. Good. So awesome.
I know that first one was tricky. That first one, name an animal, kangaroo, koala.
I didn't think of one.
Yeah, it was very tricky.
And then $400 and Wet n Wild tickets. Well done, Sienna.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Have a great weekend, Sienna.
Thank you.
And if you've got a kid that you reckon would do an incredible job at Alpha Bucks Kids, you register at todayfm.com.au. And yeah, need to point out, everybody that gets on the show this morning, tickets to Wet n Wild Bears for their Friday Frenzy. Buy a one-day ticket and get one free on Fridays in Feb with wetandwildsydney.com.au.
Now, I'm feeling a bit nervous, boys. I have a habit of talking things up, you know, getting a bit overexcited. And then when it comes to deliver, you know.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Nah. I love your yarns.
Yeah, well, I declared in Monday's meeting that I heard the greatest story ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys were like, oh, we'll save it till Friday. Like, end the week well. Now I'm thinking maybe
this is it story, next?
Yeah, it's next. But I'm a bit, I just want to like say that, you know, like I said, it was the greatest. It's a good story.
Let me sell it for you. She's been going on about this for a week. Well, no, Friday. She kept saying Friday, Friday. If you like stories and if you like the best thing ever, if you thought the Bible was a bit meh, if you thought the Odyssey lacked an ending, okay. If you believe that you love to hear the greatest story of all time, you might have to sell your car and move to the bush after this one because it was so incredible. You have to hear the greatest story of all time.
True friendship, mate. Thanks.
I don't mean to build this up, but this is just the truth. Ash, you said on Monday that you had, quote, the greatest story of all time and that we had to even wait till Friday sit till we get to the point where we can hear it.
You know, I can be a bit dramatic. Like, I get overwhelmed in the moment.
Definitely not.
It's not a characteristic of yours.
A couple days to settle now. And, you know, it's a good story.
Do not back away now. Okay, so if you've been, obviously, the people who knew the story was coming, Today FM has sent out blast shields, so you need to put those on now. If you're sitting down, I would probably strap yourself in. If you're currently on a boat, I would tie yourself to the mast just in case, because this is Grant Denyer. Obviously, people need to take precautions, don't they?
I've got a nice cup of tea. I'm ready to go. There's a skywriter above Sydney right now saying, tune into 104.1 for the greatest story of all time.
So, okay, calm thyself. All right, here we go. Okay, I've done toilet, so I'm not going to do that. All right, so here we go. Here is Ash London with the greatest story.
You're an idiot.
Of all time.
I hate you. Okay.
Go get it.
So a girl told me this because I was at lunch this week and all the girls are trading stories about who had the worst boyfriend. And this one girl was staying really quiet. And she waited till we're all done. She's like, are you done? I'm like, she's like, okay, listen up, ladies. She's like, I was dating this guy. I met him in Bondi. He had long hair and a man bun, really into like meditation and really, really sweet, you know. And we'd been dating for a couple of months and he said he had to go to a meditation retreat in Las Vegas. She was like, oh. an interesting place to go for a meditation retreat, but this guy's really into it. His lifestyle is that kind of guy, and he's, you know, pretty much the perfect boyfriend. So he goes over to this meditation retreat and, you know, comes back and continues to be this incredible boyfriend. And after a couple months, kind of 5 or 6 months, she's, you know, something's just feeling a bit wrong. You know, like it's called it women's intuition.
Yep.
Sure. But she feels like she should just have a bit of a snoop through his, you know, things when he's out one day. Mm. So she goes in, she's having a little look, and she finds this old, this journal. And she opens up, it's full of like notes, you know, from their whole relationship, you know, like, and this, and she looks on the front of this notebook and it it says, girlfriend manual. She's like, what the hell is a girlfriend manual? So she starts to read, and there's all these notes at the start, these taken like, kind of like instructions about, you know, like how to get a girl, how to keep a girl. And then she looks through and there's all these notes about kind of like their own relationship, things that have happened, and he's taken. So she's like, what the hell is this girlfriend? I'm really confused. So she confronts him about it, and it turns out that he hadn't gone to a meditation retreat in Las Vegas. He'd gone to one of those, like, you know, the game where you go to learn about how to pick up girls. He'd gone over there to learn. He was not into meditation. He'd never done yoga. The man bun was fake. He was playing this whole thing, and he'd gone and had learned all these techniques about how to manipulate women into staying in a relationship.
And
with,
it was working. Fraud.
And it had totally worked. She thought that he was into the same things as her.
And you, now you got to go. And that man's name was Carl Stefan.
I knew you were going to say Carl. It's not Carl.
Are you sure?
Promise.
If you're going to get the hair plugs, might as well get the man bun extension. I'll throw it in.
It was a good story, right?
Great story.
Thanks. Great story. Give her the sound effect.
7:16 Today FM.
Woo. Dancing with the Stars. Grant, I've forgotten. What network's it on?
Channel 10, 7:30 Mondays.
7:30 Mondays, and the star of the show on the first episode, of course, was the wonderful Denise Scott when she finished her dance. Well, actually, let's say hello. Hi, Scotty.
Hello there. And what do you mean I was the star of the show finished my dance? But well, you can finish that when she finished the dance.
Yeah, because you finished the dance and then the guy from Ballarat with the fake English accent, he had a go. So let's hear what happened.
Posture was poor. It was very hunchback of Notre Dame.
Craig, you try having these size breasts. Like, really? And getting your leg up.
Well,
at
darling.
A bar
I've done.
Four martinis.
I have done several of those things.
Yeah. Get in, Scotty. Every woman watching in Australia was cheering with the television when you said that.
Yeah, I could feel the land shaking beneath my feet with the thunderous roar. Yes, he was an asshole, wasn't he?
Yeah, we
can. Can you say that this early in the morning?
Of course you can. Of course
you
can.
But, you know, that's then you gave the show a bit of zhuzh, not to mention Grant.
How do you think
you gave it, George?
Oh, thanks, Dar. Were there a few vulnerable celebrities afterwards? Because he was pretty point blank, wasn't he, the whole night?
You know what? I thought it was all fabulous. I didn't even. Maybe I'm just so immune after doing stand up for, I don't know, 35 years, like being called a hunchback. Whoa! Doesn't water off a duck's back? Don't care. But yeah, were there any? I wouldn't know because you'd know this, Grant. Maybe you got a glass of wine, but we didn't get a glass of wine, and we all sort of went off home to our hotel rooms alone.
Very anticlimactic.
Hang on, now you said alone. It's famous that people sleep with their dance partner.
Well,
who do you think's?
I did.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
But okay. Those sort of things happen.
They
it's
do,
neither here nor there.
Was the agent lover? Were you satisfied?
Very much, and coped with my hunchback. So
he made it work.
Caressed the hunchback. Look, it is a very intimate experience dancing nose to nose with an absolute stranger, and dancing's very handsy by nature. Where they got to kind of get up in there, if you know what I mean. How did you find
Grant,
that bit?
Could you explain it in detail? What? I know. So Jeremy, who's my dance partner, lovely, lovely guy, but the eye contact, really, as I mentioned, the eye contact, goes on and on and on and on and on for hours.
You don't like that.
No, I don't like looking at you on have you been paying attention.
Because you've had a go at me for eye contact before.
Yeah, you make a lot of eye contact. I'm very uncomfortable with it. but anyway, I look at my dance partner for, like 6 hours a day.
Oh.
Luckily, he's gorgeous.
So who is sleeping with their dancer, do you reckon? So Cass Thorburn.
Gosh.
Yes,
he wants
that's
to.
That's one.
It's sexist.
Well, that's one.
Well, you know, have you seen Marco, the young Italian boy?
Yeah. What about Jet Kenny? You like the look of Jet Kenny?
I love the look of Jet Kenny. And you know what? Of course I do. I'm only human. Yeah. But what a perfect specimen. But you know what? He's a really cool guy. He has conversations with me. And there's not many 24-year-old men.
What do you guys talk about?
Oh,
Snapchat?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Breakbeat?
You know, the size of waves out, you know, the whatever, I don't know what it is.
You're a big surfing man.
Yeah, you must really go toe-to-toe with him on that subject.
Moly.
Yeah, you get out there on your
Are you a goofy footer or are you a standard?
what you said, Grant. I'm that.
When's it back?
Gee, you couldn't sound less enthusiastic, Ed. Oh, when's it back?
Because he's meant to plug his own show, but he always forgets.
See, Grant, you've got to promote. 7:30 Monday night.
Thank you, Vanessa.
And you know what? I want to give it a plug because I'm rarely on something that I think is fantastic.
Go on.
And I think this show is really awesome.
So you're saying, you're rarely on something that you think is fantastic?
Like, have Studio 10?
Studio 10? What about Studio 10?
Studio 10 is good.
It's good. Adequate.
But this show has a live band, costumes. Yeah, Ed, eat that up. costumes, great hosts. Grant and Amanda are wonderful hosts.
Uh-huh.
And there's risk-taking.
Yeah.
There's romance.
Isn't there? Give us one more.
And it's a really great show, and people are there loving one another, and
loving
it's about
one another.
Loving one another,
potentially sleeping with each other in rehearsals.
That's the
no one on Studio 10 sleeping with each other.
I think people should watch it, and not other shows that are on at that time.
You're worried about the elimination on Monday night, then?
How dare you, Grant? Yeah. How dare you bring me? How dare you bring me down with a very big, harsh reality that I may have just talked up the show I'm about to be sacked from?
That's all right. We do that. We do that every day on Today FM Breakfast. So, good luck to you, Denise Scott. You and your hunchback. Always a pleasure.
7:30 Today FM Breakfast.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents
fail. Parent fail Friday.
There's wee dripping down the wall.
And it's all over the baby. Fail.
Well, it is Parent Fail Friday. And look, today's parent fail actually comes in the form of a food fail where a parent has been shamed. Now, this is an actual thing. I know this firsthand. Lunchbox anxiety as a parent is out of control because what can you put in? What shouldn't you put in? You get notes back from the school. It's humiliating. We had a similar situation. We sent Sailor to school with what was a gluten-free, sugar-free cacao muffin, right? And then a letter came back saying, nah, you guys failed. Can't bring those to school. That's banned.
So did they not let her eat it? Like, did they say, you can't eat that, put that back in yet, and they put a Post-it on the muffin?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And where'd you buy it?
We made it. We handmade it. We made it together as an activity.
A homemade gluten-free cacao muffin got sent back. Well, hang on. It was in Bathurst. Maybe they're like, nah, not even this. Give that kid a Chico roll.
Oh, hey.
Have a real food.
Hey, enough of that. Thanks.
It gets worse.
What?
Guess what? A mum is furious after her daughter's kindergarten teacher stops her eating, you ready for this, tiny teddies because they are too unhealthy. Now, this is so un-Australian. Like, she basically sent her young girl to school on Monday with a healthy lunchbox. Listen to the other ingredients in the lunchbox. This is how it was packaged. So a nice sort of ham and mayonnaise sandwich made on that sort of fancy flat sort of pita-type bread.
That's a focaccia situation.
There you go.
Very fancy.
Some cucumber sticks, some grapes, avocado, plain popcorn, and just five individual honey-flavoured tiny teddies.
Five of them. So five.
Not even the chocolate ones.
Oh, God. Okay. Yep.
Right. So back it gets sent, and this mum naturally just fires up because, you know, look at the rest of the lunch. Don't
judge me and don't police me on my lunchbox.
Do you remember when we were kids, though? Like, everyone in my schoolyard, everything was packaged. Fruit roll-ups, twisties. Like, it was just unnatural flavourings everywhere. We're fine. You know what I mean? Like, calm down.
But the shaming is so next level that she's obviously taken to her Facebook group and said, obviously, you know, are you kidding me? They weren't even chocolate.
I love angry mums on Facebook.
Yeah, it is certainly a large part of Facebook's stuff. So, Parent Fail Friday today, it is the Food Fail edition. Did you get a lunchbox sent back? But it could also be a bit of fun. Is there a birthday cake fail that happened?
Maybe you're just really tired one day after work and you put together the sloppiest of slop dinners and served it up and everyone just looked around and went, didn't we have this for dinner like 3 days ago and you've just repurposed it into some sort of a pasta bake?
Yep. No judgment here. This is celebration time. Mm-hmm. We're all in this together for Parent Fail Friday, MC.
And just realise we've got tickets to see Belinda Carlisle's Runaway Horses 30th Anniversary Tour. It's tomorrow at the Enmore. So you could score not only Belinda Carlisle tickets, but everybody that gets on air.
What?
Wet and Wild tickets as well.
Uh-huh. The double.
Uh-huh.
That's worth failing as a parent for.
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail.
Parent Fail Friday.
There's wee dripping down the wall.
And it's all over the baby. Fail.
Why do it's just always me. It's just Ed.
It's always you, Ed.
But today it's the food edition. Grant, Denya, you can relate. A woman's gone on Facebook to say that her child got her lunch sent back because she had five tiny teddies in it. What did you get in trouble for?
A gluten-free, sugar-free cacao muffin, homemade.
That Sailor even helped make. Like, that is so crazy. God. What kind of messages that's sending?
Sunday family activity, bonding over the stove, learning to eat healthy food, and it was sent back with a note saying, not healthy enough. So I know what that feels like. But the worst thing about this poor kid with the five tiny teddies is you have to sit there and then just stare at them and not eat them.
Like, chuck them in
the bin. How painful that is as a kid?
Yeah.
Ashley in Mount Druitt, what happened?
I sent my daughter to a health food only preschool when she was younger, and this day I sent five or four flavoured biscuits in there, and when I picked her up, they asked to speak to me in the office and got a big lecture that she was not to have these flavoured, they had to be plain and these specific biscuits.
Oh my God.
You went to the principal's office?
What did you say to her? What did you flashbacks?
Cheese and salad and everything in her lunchbox, but because these four biscuits were in there and they were flavoured ones, I was not, it was a big no-no.
But flavouring's the best part because you lick the flavouring off and then just chuck the biscuit away. That's
Thank you, Ashley. Andrea Springwood. Andrea.
Morning.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I did similar to Grant. I cooked the very picky children. I cooked off pumpkin, sweet potato and zucchini muffins in little cupcake cases. But I went to the extra effort just to trick the child, delightful child, that I mashed up some potato and piped it on top and grilled it to make it look like a real cupcake.
Oh, you've gone to some effort there.
I went to some effort to make this child eat.
and then?
I got a yellow note sent home in the lunchbox explaining that it wasn't a healthy food choice, and here is a list of good healthy food choices and in the future could I please follow.
Tell me you called them up and gave them a piece of your mind, baby girl.
Oh. The next morning I came up with said muffin and teary child because he wanted to eat the food and said, you've been telling me all week or all month that this child's not eating and he needs to eat at school. I made him a muffin and you're now saying he can't eat it. And, oh, my goodness, it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it does beg the question. Teachers just need to stop parenting and just stick to the teaching. I don't have kids, so I wouldn't know, but
I understand if you were sending your kid to school with a stick of heroin wrapped in asbestos, you might have an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I'd cop that. If someone called me up and said, I mean, the heroin, asbestos combo's too far, Lundo, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll pay that. Okay.
I know you put icing on it, but still, the message is the same. Susan from Castle Hill, Parent Fail Friday, the food edition. What happened?
I food poisoned my child on day one of school this year.
What? How?
I was doing the super healthy thing also and cooked a zucchini slice, but it was a 40-degree day. And I said, did you enjoy your lunch? And she said, yes. Mummy, when I ate it, it was like it had been in a microwave.
Oh. And you know, the often the worst kind of food poisoning happens from vegetables, not meat.
Okay, interesting. Because I said, okay, it was not meant to be warm, so she'd had it had no refrigeration. The ice pack had failed that day, and yeah, she wasn't that well. The first day of school on that evening.
Okay,
You might win today, Susan. Yeah. You
make it up to your kid because you've got tickets to Wet n Wild, as with everybody that's called up this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Guys, that really stresses me out when I'm like, before, you know, getting ready to have kids and you think you can't win.
This is a pretty bad time to declare that we just realised our fridge hasn't been on overnight.
Oh, okay.
And we just sent Sailor to school with a chicken sandwich.
Hey.
And our fridge has failed. So good luck. Look forward to being on the front page of the Telegraph tomorrow.
These are the secret untold stories of Grant Daniel.
You know what I need in my life? Just a little bit more adventure. Let's go inside.
With dancing back on television, I thought it was a nice chance to kind of look back at a pretty special period in my life. It was 2006, the fourth series of Dancing with the Stars. It was my biggest break in telly and a moment that kind of changed my life. It was one of the most fun things that I'd ever done. I don't know if you remember the series. It was a long time ago. We had Jennifer Hawkins was in there. Kate Langbrook was in there.
Now I do.
Simone Warne, Shane Warne's ex-wife. Toby Allen from Human Nature, Molly Meldrum, Kostya Zhu, world boxing champ.
That's quite a lineup.
Yeah, it was pretty special. It was pretty. And I'd never danced before. Like, I wasn't a dancer. Unless I, like, had a skin full of vodka cruisers, I wasn't the kind of guy to get out there and carve it up.
It
was a stretch for me. And hard work. This is what no one realises. It's like 6 hours of training a day on top of your regular job.
What we've done there, though, is you've reached a point where you've said it's hard work while people are in their cars driving to actual jobs. So 100%.
Okay, you made a good point there, Kev.
Very good point.
A lot of boilermakers there going, wouldn't mind a bit of cha-cha today.
You're right. I'm not making ammunition in a war-torn country. You are right.
But continue. It was tiring work for you, DJ.
Okay, it was hard. And then there were a lot of accidents, and it's quite physical on your body. You cracked some ribs. I did some ankle injuries and all in the quest to try and improve along the way. And I was getting smashed by Toby Allen from Human Nature.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know,
on the scoreboard. Sorry, on the scoreboard. Okay, yep. Sorry.
Toby. I have heard he's a generous lover, but continue.
He's a big unit. We shared a change room. Anyway, Toby can dance. He was in Human Nature. They said they dance.
That's their advantage, man.
So I had to make up some ground, and I was working hard. And then at the start of the grand final, I want to share with you a little insight as to what happened. Kostya Zhu, naturally very competitive, very aggressive Russian.
He's a boxer, right?
World champ, world champ.
Amazing boxer.
He starts the grand final like this. He goes, "Grant, sit down." And I sit down. He goes, "Don't move." I said, "Okay." He did 10 full strength, full speed punches that finished right on the tip of my nose.
Oh, what a psych out. What a legend.
And I was like, what? I don't think I want to go through with this.
And what did Toby Allen have on the tip of your nose?
Continue with your story, Granny.
So, whilst not as good as Toby and terrified of Kostya, I was behind in the competition, and that was until I unleashed my paso doble on the world. I played a guitar.
Okay. Oh, you played a guitar. Okay, yep.
I smashed it into a table.
Yeah. Get to the result, mate. You do win.
Here we go. This is what it sounded like.
Okay.
So here it do. That's not you. That's someone in the system.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. Okay. Yeah, good. Thanks. Well done.
Dude. And then I go into it, and I got perfect tense, right? And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But I want to share with you a little bit of controversy. There were rumours that Kostya Zhu secretly spent $30,000 of his own money voting for himself to get him to the win.
Oh, I'd believe that, and I'd respect it.
And then right before the announcement, right, he turns to me, and he goes, and he grabs me, he pinches me in that pressure point that you get in your neck. He pinches me, and he goes, no matter what happens next, and that's South African. How does a Russian accent go?
I like that.
I like this. There we go. Whatever happens next, right?
I know where you live.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's what he said to me right before Daryl Summers made the winner's announcement.
He was joking, though, wasn't he?
No! His eyes went black. His face went cold and stony. And I was like, I bruise easily. I, at that point, did not want to win.
But you did.
But I did.
Yeah.
Forever, guys.
Yeah.
What about, is that it? You won a contest that you're now on. What about anything happened at the after party?
After party? Oh, did we party? Absolutely, we partied. I partied with Jen Hawkins. I'll tell you a quick Jen Hawkins story.
Oh, wow. Now we're talking. We could have started with the Jen Hawkins story, though. We're interested in that one.
She'd had a few too many, and it was time for little Jen to go to bed. So I graciously grabbed her, and then I moved her towards the elevator, said, it's time, darling. It's time. Put her in the elevator, pressed her the button for her floor, and then just let her go. I turned away, walked away, and then I heard this ding, 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 ding. I turn around, and there's Jen Hawkins lying on the floor of the lift. And the doors were slamming on her head.
There you go.
Ding, ding.
You can give us a call anytime on 13 10 60 to weigh in on any of the topics we've been discussing here on the show. And we've got a call coming through right now from Double Bay. Hello.
Yes, hello. It's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who is addicted to Married at First Sight. I never thought I would like to watch a show with so many desperate losers. When I think of desperate losers on TV, I normally think of the Today Show. But these people are even worse. And don't get me wrong, Granty Wanty, I'm okay with marrying the wrong person. I was accidentally married to Ivan Milat for most of 1986. But this is just going too far. What is the main skank's name? Anus?
Hey, Gavin, that's really mean. That's really mean to say that about another woman.
Is her name Anus? Don't you tell me what to do.
Sorry, Gavin.
Anus.
Oh, well, everything that comes out of her mouth is sh**, so I'm calling her Anus. Speaking of stinking piles of waste, Grant, were you happy with Dancing with the Stars?
I think it was a fantastic opening show. Thank you.
I thought it was fantastic as well. I wanted an early night and needed something to put me to sleep.
Ouch.
Anyway, I've got to go. I understand I got Wet and Wild tickets. Is that correct?
Well, you're on air, so
is that correct? I get a woman like me gets Wet and Wild tickets?
This is true.
The last time I went to Wet n Wild, I got kicked out because something popped out of the side of my trunks.
Do I hang up on you?
Yeah, I don't know why we keep taking calls.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye, Gavin. Thank you, Gavin.
Gotta stop taking those calls.
Yes. Block that number.
Yeah. Now, we often use the words only in Hollywood, but this one has taken it to the next level. So, a bit of background. He's an actor and musician. His name is Jussie Smollett. And so many of us were just absolutely incensed. He was attacked in the street. It appeared to be a racist and a homophobic attack. Here he is talking about the attack.
So I was crossing the intersection. I heard Empire, and I didn't answer. I kept walking, and then I heard Empire. So I turned around, and I said, did you just say to me? And I see the attacker masked. And he said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face. So I punched his ass back. And we ended up tussling by the stairs. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back. And then it just stopped. Then I look down and I see that there's a rope around my neck.
Okay, so disgraceful. And so many people, rightly so, were outraged, incensed. Can't believe this is happening in 2019.
Couple of things we have to decode there. Empire is the name of the show that he's on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And MAGA, short for Make America Great Again. So it's a Trump-inspired, racist, homophobic attack.
There's only one problem, though, boys.
What's that?
He made the whole thing up.
Did he?
He planned it himself. Yeah, he's officially been taken into custody by the police today. He was worried that he was not getting the money he deserved on the show. Maybe he was going to get written out. So he thought, I'm going to plan a bit of a controversy to get my name in the papers, garner some sympathy, and he's ruined it for everyone. everybody.
Just hang on a second. We'll come back to that. Disgusting. I want to come back to the motivation because it was a guy trying to get a pay rise.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to do. So when it first comes out, people are outraged. Of course they are. Here we go. It's a terrible. And it is. When you hear that story, you go, well, if that's true, that is absolutely appalling.
He's the victim of a hate crime.
Exactly.
Like, that is horrendous.
And in the current climate in America, when these things are happening, you know, you think, far out, it's another thing.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Then the doubts start to creep in to there was no CCTV footage. He wouldn't hand over his phone. And then, but he was going on TV. So he goes back on TV to double down on the fact that he's telling the truth.
You know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Doesn't it make you want to vomit listening back to it now?
No, it makes me happy as.
Why?
You know why.
So you got to think about actors.
Oh, tell, I do I?
Uh-oh, okay.
Yeah. Tell me.
So then, of course, they start piling on. So the game in America is once something happens, if you're an actor, celebrity, whatever, you've got to make sure that you're loudest in Twitter or wherever you can be so that you can somehow make it about yourself. And Ellen Page, the star of Juno and Inception, went on Stephen Colbert and just gave it everything she had.
People are going to be beaten on the street. I have traveled the world and I have met the most marginalized people you could meet. I am lucky to have this time and the privilege to say this. This needs to stop.
Oh, God. Oh. How's she feeling now? Oh,
what a joke. Hey, she's traveled the world and met the most marginalized people. What? The most marginalized.
On the set of Juno. Yeah, right.
So, you know, the Golden Globes, there's a lot of marginalized people. Some of those tables are way at the back. those people are struggling back there. They can barely get an hors d'oeuvre, the poor buggers.
Food's cold by the time it gets to them.
It's disgusting. You got to look at the back of Tom Cruise's head all night. So he's done it for a pay rise. Yeah. He's done it for a pay rise. I've got to go through the numbers for you because I've just had a look through. Okay. So he's done this whole thing for a pay rise. On Empire, Grant, he was getting $65,000 US an episode. And the current series was 18 episodes. I'll save you the maths. It's $1.17 million that he received in the last year, which is what we call Grant's daily pay here at State Appearance.
Untrue. Far out.
He can't be that broke because he spent $5,000 on the attack. So the attack, how ironic is it? He's trying to get a pay rise, but he's kicking out $5,000 for a fake attack.
Guys, that's just about us done for the week.
But we've got some Wet n Wild vouchers still there from our very good friends at Wet n Wild.
Yes.
So 131060, if you would like a free Wet n Wild pass, you're going to need the code word. This is the code word.
Name a chicken utensil.
The code word is chicken utensil because I just want lots of people ringing up and saying chicken utensil to our producers. So 131060, call us now.
Yeah, that was Grant attempting to ask a question in alphabet. So
it's supposed to be kitchen utensil. Yeah. For some reason, chicken utensil came out.
Just, I wish, hilarious. I wish you didn't say utensil. It's just name a chicken. Goodness, the big one from Family Guy. All right.
Just some issues as well, apparently, on the Eastern Distributor. This happened a little while ago. Around South Dowling Street, northbound left lane has been blocked with a broken down car. So
that's tough.
If it's still causing headaches, just take it easy. Avoid the area.
If it's backpackers in one of those wicked vans, right now there'll be four Israelis going, push, 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 come in, push.
Those things are gross.
Those slogans, those man. Cars. Come on, boys.
Anyway, we've got a really big show coming up next week, fellas. Mm-hmm. Tommy Little, because they're finally back. Carrie's had the baby.
Why aren't we talking to Carrie?
She's busy breastfeeding, Ed. Yeah, you know what it's like.
Juggling three kids.
Two other kids.
If you're back at work, you're back at work. Hughesy.
You've never pushed a baby out of your...
hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha, have you, Ed?
Yeah. Where's your hoo-ha?
Hey, I'm saying my hoo-ha is so-ha baby-free, but if you are back at work, you're back at work. I demand Carrie.
All right, I'll let you take that up with her.
Yeah, okay, I'm out.
don't have a number. All right, Effie's here, Joel Creasy, Talk Mardi Gras, Secret Sounds, $104,000.
And we're going to do Westy Wednesday again. It was so much fun heading out west and shouting you guys lunch.
Stacey's called, Ed, yep.
Hey, Stacey.
Hi.
If you want to go to Wet n Wild, what's the code word?
Yes.
What is the code word?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Come on.
You can't laugh your way out of this.
Know.
The problem is to get the tickets, though, all she had to do was get on air.
Damn it.
Come on, Stacey. What's the code word?
Please.
No, it's chicken utensil, doll. Oh. Come on, we just said that.
One job.
Sorry, I just got in the car.
Yeah, it's okay. Nah, it's okay, not your fault. It's busy day.
No, it is her fault.
We're all tired.
Grant, it is her fault. We did say that. We said the code word very clearly.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Got breakfast plans? Cancel them and head straight to Macca's for the Big Brekkie Burger. It's a big brekkie in a bun. This Today FM Breakfast podcast sounds great wherever you are in Australia.